Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Waterbury Republican American. And you can also hear Ruth here on a Monday morning on Robin Hood Radio. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Here we are, almost the end of the year. Holidays coming, but news continues.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I looked at it. There's actually a lot of meetings going on throughout the Tri-State region this week.
Yeah, considering.
We're
getting close to the time, but still busy. We had a meeting and a hearing in Falls Village this past week where the zoning approval was given to the Falls Village Cafe. That became a little bit controversial. The cafe, as you know, is in a municipally owned building on Main Street, and the owners got a building permit, but somehow slipped through on getting a zoning permit. And there was some controversy. Some people were concerned about the smells and the noises. So the hearing was postponed from last month. It was held this past week, and it was unanimously approved with some conditions. And most people speaking are very much in favor of it. Apparently, it's very popular, and, you know, it's slowly business is coming to Falls Village.
Yeah, and there was some contentious, a few contentious things like that. But I think, hey, listen, they can put the they can handle all the things that people I think want to complain about.
And, right. And that's exactly what Commissioner said.
And you know what? You need a business space in Falls Village other than the power plant. Really?
Yeah. It is kind of neat to see people downtown.
You know,
it's usually very empty, and I don't know if you've been there, but they've done a beautiful job in. The atmosphere there is gorgeous.
And, yeah, I've only seen pictures on Facebook, but they've done a great job. And you know what? They've taken a building and they've repurposed it.
Exactly. Yeah. A young couple trying to make a living. Also, contention across the line in Sharon. It almost feels like Cornwall at the Housatonic Meadow State Park.
Yeah.
You know, it's right there. And there have been massive tree cuttings by the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, and mostly Cornwall residents have been really outraged by the what they call a destruction of oaks and pine trees. There was a move last week to barricade DEEP from coming in on Monday, and DEEP officials never showed up. Apparently, the work has been paused for now, but they're trying to get at least a public hearing held so people are able to have some input. Apparently, one tree fell in the parking lot, and that the DEEP folks felt it was things were dangerous and others would fall, so they really came in and decimated the area near the shores of the Housatonic. So it's been an interesting story to cover, and it's going to continue, I am sure. Also, in Cornwall, the affordable housing plan was discussed at a third hearing. Once again, you know, there are pros and people who have some concerns. Those who the most concern was about the accessory apartments and perhaps allowing too many without any oversight, and the fact that they're rushing this plan, which is not due to the state until July. But Cornwall is anxious to get it. Get it going, and I think it will be presented to the selectmen for approval this month. So, again, some folks not happy. We went up to the production night at the high school, the FFA production night. That's the greatest. Marshall, have you ever been to that?
Yeah, and it was sad when they couldn't do it last year, and it's great to see it back this
year. It is unbelievable, the community members who come out. The place is packed. You know, parents, alumni, kids, it's just amazing, making wreaths. And according to Dave Moran, the chairman of the department, it's critical to give them some more product because they're selling out, and they're probably going to have to close early again as they did last year. The sales are just whipping through there. So the help they get on this assembly line type of a function will keep the store open, they hope, at least through this week. So, again, folks, if you haven't gotten your tree or wreath, you better get going.
And what I like to tell people is that the students run the store from top to bottom, everything from pricing, from the monetary end of it. It also saves taxpayers money by helping fund the program.
Exactly. And the extra benefit is money made there is used to go to food banks throughout the region.
Yeah.
What they have left. It's really the kids market, they sell, they work to, you know, cutting trees. It's such an important learning experience for the kids as well as a fundraiser. So looking ahead, as you know, there are still meetings coming up, even though we're getting close. Got the Falls Village Finance Board and Selectmen tonight. Hospital update tomorrow night, 5:30 Zoom. We'll hear more about what's happening there, and I'm sure we'll hear about labor and delivery complaints. Sharon Board of Selectmen tomorrow night.
And the Sharon Board of Education, I think, meets tonight.
Okay. And I'm pretty clear the rest of the week. I'm sure there are things going on next weekend.
This is a combination meeting, a special meeting of planning and zoning in Salisbury for today, but other than that, just like North Canaan has it, the monthly meeting of their Planning and Zoning Commission. There's towns like that have, I think they've almost pushed meetings ahead so they can get caught up. I know that that's been done in New York State in anticipation of the holiday.
I think did I see a Region 1 joint meeting, ABC and Region 1?
That is happening tonight at 6:30.
Tonight. Okay, and
that's a search for the assistant superintendent.
That's what I thought, yeah. I knew they were going to have something at some point. So
and
that's
like they
too.
Said, action anticipated.
Okay. my weekend looks clear, but I'm sure something will turn up.
Well, I've got something for the weekend, and I wasn't sure whether or not I missed this or not, or whether it's actually it's actually happening, and that is Falls Village. They're December 18th. Their holiday celebration and tree lighting.
I think you're right.
That's at 3:00.
Yeah,
on Saturday.
I think I remember seeing it was later than others. You're right.
They have one of those in Salisbury. Once again, the Super Suppers, where you can pick up soup and supper at the Salisbury Congregational Church. That's Friday at 3:30. People can call in their orders ahead of time.
Mm.
They've been doing that now this is the third one that they've done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so and it includes Harney tea and other things, not just soup.
Back in Canaan, they had a meeting, and the selectmen have heard rumor, according to Charlie Perotti, that the station is being sold. And so concerned about a possible payback of the grant that the town would be liable for, the selectmen have signed up to put a lien on the building. And I have to follow that up today with get some more information. But, you know, there is concern that there's grant money out there to the tune of like $2.5 million or $2.9 million. And the town is concerned. So
it's in a nonprofit hands now, right?
It is. The Railroad Association is a nonprofit. They're talking about maybe selling it to another nonprofit. So, as I say, I will be checking that out to see. But they two out of the three selectmen signed the lien. Christian Allen said he was privy to the sale and knew the investor and just did not want to sign. So I think there's a story there. We'll have to follow through.
Boy, when you look at all the grants and the many years it's been, that's a tangly mess of
legal
numbers.
Spider web, absolutely. So we'll be following that, I'm sure, and some other things. Plenty going on.
That's it. Well, Ruth.
Okay, Marshall.
Have yourself a good weekend.
It's going to be kind of warm, so we can get out there and do what we need to do.
It's going to be a decent week, that's right. All right, Ruth, we'll speak to you next Monday.
Have a good week, Marshall.
You too.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio. You can find Ruth's work, of course, in the paper, home delivery. You can pick it up at newsstands and the rep-am.com on the web.